Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then in His own good time and His own good way, He made a lot of other different things. He made the plants, a wide variety of them. Then He made the animals, a wide variety of them. And then finally, He made this one unique creature that was very much an animal, shared all the characteristics that an animal has, but also had a lot of characteristics possessed by God Himself. Made in the image of God, this animal was, you know, that God made people. God made human beings. And then what did He do? David read for us at the beginning of worship what God had the faith, the audacity, the guts to do. He put mankind in charge of all of His creation. Whoa! He said to them, have dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air and every other living creature. You know what dominion means, don't you? It means control. Have control over everything. Here you go, kids. It's yours. I think that's absolutely amazing. The Bible says God puts mankind in control. And ever since that day and up to January 7th, 2007, we have been dealing with control issues day in, day out, all the time in a million ways. And I suppose you do it so often you don't even think about it anymore. Let's talk about control issues. It's the very first question that you ask when you show up for a new job, don't you? What's one of the first things you want to know? Who's in charge of what? Who's in charge of me and tells me what to do? What am I in charge of and responsible for? You want to answer all those questions. Of course, you find out that the answers you get at the beginning aren't always the way things really are when you figure out who's really in control. But it's very important at work, isn't it? No matter what work you do, who's in control? It's the very first question you wonder when you're going to a family event, right? A family event. What are we going to do at Christmas this year? When are we going to eat? When are we going to open presents? When are we going to have dessert? Somebody calls the shots in your family, right? And you can be either very frustrated about that or very happy because you're calling the shots, right? You're in control of the family event. It's an important issue in marriage. Think about your marriage. Aren't a lot of the things is who controls what? All right, who's handling the finances? Who's handling the scheduling here? Who decides, or how do we decide together what we're going to do? You know, you're responsible for the cars, okay? You're responsible for the meal preparation. Who's in control of what? And I have with me today a very important symbol of a contentious issue within marriage. Guys, don't you treasure this thing? Don't you love this thing? Don't you love... Women, doesn't it drive you? Give me that thing! Come on! Can't we watch one station? Do we have to watch all 47? Yeah. Remote control. Whoever has this controls the TV. Bless you. Bless you. 98% of the arguments that parents and children have is over what? Control. Why can't I do that? When will I be able to do that? Why do you say I can't do that? I can do that if I want to, and you can't stop me. Well, yes, I can. Oh, no, you can't. Control issues is what we're arguing all about of time, and it starts from day one, and when we're very, very little and firstborn, we control everything. What about their needs? We control everything. And as they grow, we start to give them control over things more and more. Yes, you can choose that, honey. No, you have to do this now. And as the older they get, the more control they get. And that's what they're always fighting about and reaching for. And we're always wrestling with, well, are we giving them too much control or not enough? For parents to control everything is absolutely a mistake. For parents to have no control over their children is an even dumber mistake. Terrible. So there's a balance there. Until comes the day and time when we let them go and we say, hey, you're completely in control. You're on your own. I've done the best I can do. I don't control you. You control yourself. How about that? Control issues. When you're getting ready to get into the car with a group of people, isn't there's one thing that's on everybody's mind? Who's going to drive? If you know that your 16-year-old nephew who just got his license is going to drive, you go, whoa, I'm nervous, right? But if you know your dad is going to drive and he's been driving safely for 37 years now, then you're relaxed and you're not worried about it. But if your 87-year-old grandma who can't see very well is going to drive, you get all nervous again, all right? It matters to you. Who's in control? It keeps on going in every form of life. I could go on all day talking about various issues of control. Can you hunt this piece of land or go fishing in that pond? What's one of the things that you need, first of all? Permission from the landowner. Is it all right with him or her? They control the land, and you have to abide by that control, whether or not you can hunt or fish there. And this week in Congress, what happened? Just a few votes in a few states and a few representatives, and now suddenly this whole big gigantic shift takes place from one party to the other, and now they're in control. What will that mean for 2007? We'll end up finding out. But a big shift took place in Congress, and that's all they've been talking about. Control, control, control. You know, in Jesus' day and time, people believed in demons. What did they really believe about demons? They believed the demons were, you know, unseen spirits, invisible forces, kind of like people. And those folks could enter into a person and do what? Take control. So if a guy is foaming at the mouth and he's falling on the ground, he's not in control of himself anymore. And it's because some demon entered into him and has taken control and thrown him to the ground and made him foam at the mouth. But you don't believe in demons anymore. We don't. We believe in epilepsy, and we believe in seizures. But they had a good, sensible explanation for why somebody didn't appear to be in control of himself. We might call it schizophrenia. They're hearing voices, or something like that. We might call it insanity, mental illness. We recognize that they're not in control of themselves, people who are mentally ill. But they had an explanation for it that said there are other beings that enter inside of them to take control. We call those demons. Jesus recognized their belief and he said, okay, look, it's not enough, and Charles read this scripture for us, it's not enough to cast out the bad demons and they're no longer in control. You got to do that. That's very important. But it's very important as to what you give control of your life to. Because if you don't have the proper controls in place, those demons are going to come back. As a matter of fact, 7 of them will come back, and you'll be in worse shape than you were before. Somebody's got to be in control. Jesus wants the Holy Spirit to be in control of our lives, not a lot of other things. You don't believe in demons, but you do have a devil of a time with control issues, don't you? Yeah. Think about what you're really fighting about in your family systems. Whether your family systems are healthy or dysfunctional, so often it's about control. Might be the little issues, it might be the big issues, but the bottom line is, who's in control? Think about what really gets you depressed when you're facing a tough situation. Why are you depressed? I ask you to look for whether or not you have control over the situation. Even when things are very bad, if you feel that you have some options, if you feel that you have some ability to do something about the situation, you can pretty well hang in there and do okay. But man, when you feel as if you're not in control, if you're just tied to that situation, nothing you can do, that is depressing. So if you're depressed now, I kind of clue you in to look for that. Is it a control issue? You know, it's a real key to understanding that helpless, hopeless feeling could all be a matter of how much I feel in control or don't feel in control. Let me ask you this. What tears churches apart these days and ruins fellowship in congregations? So often it has to do with control issues. Who's in charge? Who runs what? Who's calling the shots on this or that? When that becomes important in a church, you got troubles. You got problems. You can have a sweet, loving group of people who really care about each other, but you just let there be the slightest hint that somebody's trying to manipulate things or somebody's trying to pull a fast one over here, and you are in for a lot of distrust and a lot of discord. So that's why it's very important for us to avoid those kind of things by doing everything as openly, clearly, honestly, and communicate completely as possible with everybody, and trust each other with it, and not be worried about the control issues, because they just cause problems in a church. I have no interest in being in charge. I have no interest in being in control. I have every interest in trying to be a catalyst to help us move forward for the kingdom of God. But we're not going to play those games, and because we're going to avoid a lot of headaches. What's the most important control issue in your life right now? More than likely, it's self-control, right? What controls you, or who controls you? If it's drugs or if it's alcohol, those things can very much be in control. You need to throw those demons out just as fast as possible, because they're ruining your life. They're ruining it in many ways, and absolutely, absolutely. Those are demons that need to be cast out, because they control us. I could give you a lot of examples. I remember in Danville, there were some young ladies who had children they loved very, very much. They were good people, good mothers. But somehow, these young ladies got on crack cocaine, and that thing took over their lives. They neglected these beautiful little babies they had and just acted as if they weren't even there. All they could live for was crack. That was so sad. They'd lost control. They had no self-control anymore. Well, if it's not that, is it lust? Is it immorality? Is it any of these things that Paul makes a long list of in our scripture this morning from Galatians 5? You got to realize that all those things are in conflict with the Spirit of God. They're fighting the Spirit of God tooth and nail. All those kind of things that he lists. Then he goes on in verse 22 to give you the fruits of the Spirit. And what does he say are the fruits of the Spirit? Joy, peace, patience, kindness, and self-control. Self-control is very important. Do you have control over your appetite or your appetites? Do you? It could be a real problem if you do or you don't. Do you have control over your finances? Or is that controlling you? That's something you're supposed to control as well. How about your relationships? Okay, talk all day about that if we had time. What do you control? You can't control other people. I've never been able to control anybody else, but I can control what I say, what I do, how I react, how you offer yourself to somebody else. Maybe it's time that you stop blaming other people and putting them in control of how you react. Self-control, you control your end of the relationship, and it's just might get better because of what you do. The question for you today is just what, or just who, is in control of your life? You choose. The fact of the matter is, God is supposed to be in control of your life first and foremost. Is that an easy thing to do? No, it's hard. That's why we get together every Sunday and a lot of other times and say, what's this all about? How do we do this? How do we go about it? How do we fill in the blanks? How do we get specific with the control of Jesus Christ? I don't relate to the word lordship as much as I do control, you know? He's supposed to be in control. Then he said, now you be in control of yourself, okay? Just like I made the world and now you're in charge, I made you, yes, I'm in charge. You're going to obey me or not? That's up to you. You're going to listen to me? You're going to do my will? You're going to do my things? That's up to you. Take self-control under the control of Jesus Christ. You know, before you get any further along in 2007 here, you really ought to settle this control issue. You really should.